way.
What's good? Muri Zimbabwe lingani chona njani muri Zimbabwe mtsakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle ndeyipiko Muhammad Zangu. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, August 10, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe mtsakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe Mtsakazo Muhle. If you're tuning in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world. If you're in Africa, good evening. If you're in America, good afternoon. Wherever you're in the world, welcome. Uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to Zimbabwean youth about the coronavirus pandemic. We focus on the lockdown, which has recently been extended by President Emmerson Mnangagwa by another 2 weeks. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number is +1 202-619-2077. The number again, +1 202-619-2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Zulugandaba, kindly share the program with your networks. Linga kohle njalo ukufitizela lapha ubhala ukuthi like, kuthinya phaya phakanzi like, ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela Zulugandaba sisonke like so. Thinithose phana ubachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki phane Penguin Studio 7. So ngempela fitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like ukuze sibone ukuthi hayi likhona kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njalo libukele ngobunengi benu. Also feel free to write the comments in your comments section and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muri Sibamba, let's delve into the discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 116,853 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 90,120 recoveries, and 3,919 deaths. As of last night alone, 3,369 PCR tests were conducted, 526 new cases were detected, 1,381 recoveries, 19 deaths. The country currently has 27,800 active COVID-19 cases. And when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine, to date, 1,897,414 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Of those that have taken both the first and the second jab is 1,044,365. But now, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, last night, as I mentioned earlier on, Muri Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that Zimbabwe would be continuing with the COVID-19 lockdown for another 2 weeks. Let us head over to a clip that we have of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about the lockdown. The next clip we're about to play is courtesy of Zim Papers, a TV network. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page.
The nation has made good progress in controlling the resurgence, and hence the third wave. The increase in new cases per day has gone down considerably in the past 2 weeks, even to less than 10% for most provinces. This is a clear indication that the third wave and the pandemic in general is being brought under control. Unfortunately, the number of new cases and deaths per day remain unacceptably high. It is for this reason that the current lockdown level 4 has to be extended by another 2 weeks. I urge us all to comply with requirements of this emergency. Adherence to all prevention measures will enable the country to continue on the right path to recovery.
Well, Muriya, Zimbabwe, that was President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about the COVID-19 lockdown in Zimbabwe, which has been extended by another 2 weeks. To give us a better understanding of what's happening on the ground, the lockdown which has been extended, and of course other issues, we're joined by Decent Dube of the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. Dube, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. So let's kick it off. The lockdown, that's the most topical thing we have, has been extended by another 2 weeks. So technically Zimbabwe would have been on lockdown for about 6 weeks consecutive. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is helping?
Yeah, yesterday the president extended the lockdown, and as much as it was a shock to most of the people, or young people to be specific, I think it was a necessity. It's not like we are yet safe from the COVID-19. The vaccination is ongoing, and the response is not that convincing. I feel like most of the vaccine is not available in most of the centers, especially in rural areas. So I think there is need to continue having this lockdown. Unfortunately, the lockdown might be ineffective just because there is no vaccine, and most of the people, there is no choice but to go out there and defend for themselves. Mm-hmm. So as much as it is so necessary to have this lockdown, I feel like there are some measures we need to complement the lockdown, like the availability of vaccines as well as the rollout of the vaccine or the availability of it in rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little more about that, and we'll start off with how people are abiding to the COVID-19 lockdown. If we look at just at the statistics themselves, over the past 2 weeks, as announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday and the clip that we played earlier on, the stats actually have decreased to the government's credit. The amount of people that are contracting and the amount of people that are dying over the past 2 weeks has decreased. I remember last week would be reporting on average it was about 50 to 100 at times people that would die. But now we're talking about 10, 20, maximum we're talking 30 people. Today it was just about 19. How helpful do you think the lockdown has been in that concept?
Yeah, the numbers are positive. It's showing signs of improvement in terms of people who have died. Now, compared to last few weeks, it's showing some signs of improvement. So I'm not quite sure. I'm not expecting to actually determine whether it's because of the lockdown or whether it's because of the way people are responding to the vaccination, mm-hmm. or it's just that maybe the virus maybe is losing. It's deadliness, but I feel like we are on the right track in terms of achieving, maybe fighting COVID-19. Whatever is happening, I feel like we're on the right track. So you wouldn't be surprised if the authorities, they maintain the status quo and continue with the lockdown. But mm-hmm. I feel like we're on the right track. So we're hoping that people might maybe be resilient and soldier on in this hard time, while we are trying to find the perfect solution in this situation.
When we take a look at what's happening in the rural areas, because that's where you guys predominantly focus, how have people been responding and how are people surviving under the lockdown? As I mentioned, 6 weeks straight, that's a very long time for some people to not be working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's really hard. Of course, Matobo, where I am based, is a mining growth point. The miners are business as usual. They are continuing with their work, but businesses are affected so massively because they are supposed to close at 3:30, and most of the time that's when the miners will be getting into town to actually do their business. So most of the time, that's why we are expected to be making money from 3 to evening, but most we are supposed to close. So it's been a tough situation. The lockdown has been affecting young people, women, and other marginalized groups. So it's really tough. Sometimes you can only imagine how people are surviving, but it's a very tricky situation. So it's really hard. We're hoping that we can maybe get back to normal, and we can only just optimistic that many people are going to take the vaccine in order for us to maybe get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. All right, Decent. Let me hold you on the line for 1 second. We have a couple of videos from residents who are commenting on the COVID-19 vaccination program in Zimbabwe. They're also talking about the effect of coronavirus on Zimbabweans, which I'd like to play. And when we come back, I'd like your feedback. Muria Zimbabwe Mtokozo Muhle, let us head over to the first video that we have, whereby a resident of Harare spoke to VOA correspondent Rutendo Mawere. Let's take a look. Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there. That was one of Harare's residents speaking to our VOA correspondent, Rutendo Mawere. But now, VOA's Ezra Chisasbanda also took to the streets of Bulawayo, Gontutu, Ziyathunga, where he spoke to some residents. Let us take a look at what one of the young residents had to say. Hayi, sulukandaba leya muzwa phela osakhulayo lapha uThawanda Khaseke ubexoxa le ntathelo izindaba ye Studio 7 uEzra Chisasbanda. Sithanda ukubonga uEzra kanye lo Rutendo for those interviews. Decent, are you still there on the line, Bafo?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
So the first one that I want to, focus on there is the interview enziwe nguRutendo. My takeaway from that predominantly focuses on how people are calling for, the vaccines, as you mentioned earlier on, to be decentralized and make sure someone in the most rural of areas can go next door to the local clinic and receive a vaccine. What's happening in places like Matopo? Are people finding easy access to the vaccines, especially in the local clinics?
What has been happening in Matopo, especially in rural areas, is that most of the people that have been going there to vaccinate, but they couldn't find the vaccine in most cases. So some of the clinics, most of them, honestly, they have the vaccine, but the queues are long. Which shows that there is need to maybe increase the places where the vaccination is taking place. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, now people are aware of the need of taking the vaccine, and they are just looking to have the vaccine. And you can in most cases, you find that they could not find the vaccine in virus clinics. For example, in St. Joseph, I heard that the vaccine does not take long. If it's delivered, it doesn't take long. Most of the time, it's finished. So it shows how vulnerable people are becoming, and they need to be vaccinated as a matter of ages. They see the need to vaccinate, but most of the time they don't get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So if Tinta ke udaba lolu ngolimi lukamamangama Fishane are decent before we move to the other clips that I would like to play, because you're also a human rights activist, so there's some human rights discussions that are coming with the COVID-19 vaccine that I want to touch on. But before we head over to that, ngifisa ukuthinta lolu daba ngolimi lukamamangama Fishane. Njengosakhulayo nantu uhlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown level 4 lulokhu luqhubekela phambili another 2 weeks simuzwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing izolo. Njengosakhulayo ukubona njani lokho?
Yeah, i-lockdown yona vele isethuse kakhulu besingakhangelelanga besizithi khona mhlawumbe uzoiza some of ama-regulations abantwana besikolo bekwazi ukuthi bebuyele esikolweni. Sasikhuluma last week we're talking about abantwana abancane abazithwalayo, kanti kulama issues abantwana abancane ababethele nzima ngenxa ye-abuse abahlangana nayo. Ngenxa yokuthi most of them sebesekhaya, abanye ngabazithele ukwazi ukuthi khona ngeke babuyele esikolo. So i-lockdown is making things worse socially, politically as well as economically. So sinesifiso sokuthi ngabe izinto can get back to normal. And the advice engayinika abantu ngixwayisa ukuthi khona mhlawumbe sizama ukuthi sivaccinate ngoba yinto manje engasenza ukuthi khona sigcine sikwanisile ukuthi sibuyele esimeni esi-right. So but we can still not force abantu ukuthi khona kube mandatory vaccination, ngoba into ebalulekileyo ukuthi silethe i-information ifike bebe nolwazi lokuthi ma bevaccinate bavaccinate ngayiphi i-vaccine and yonke i-information beyithole. So i-information yebalulekileyo khona abantu bangasoze bebe-reluctant, because most of i-information abayitholayo ama-conspiracy theories ayenza ukuthi beyesaba, becabanga ukuthi i-vaccine le akusinto engabasilisa but engabayenza ukuthi batshone. So yikho okuthiwa kube nzima ukuthi khona now the government is fighting against fake news le-pandemic, then kuba nzima kakhulu. So into ebalulekileyo ukuthi khona abantu bethole i-information e-right. So i-government needs to avail information to abantu abasemakhaya ukuthi kube easy ukufighta i-COVID-19.
Njengenhlanganiso ekhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo, what exactly are you guys doing ukusiza uZulu ngalesi sikhathi uhlelo lwe-lockdown lokhe luqhubekela phambili for another 2 weeks?
Lethi kwenzeka kathesi, since we cannot asikwanisa ukuthi sibe labantu abasha sibahlanganise endaweni eyi-1 because we're adhering to ama-regulations akhona in a fight for i-virus. Into esiyenzayo ukuthi we're using i-WhatsApp ukuthi khona to reach out to abantu abasha, we talk about i-importance yokuthi khona beqhubeke bezivikela ku-COVID-19 and bekwazi nokuthi khona i-COVID-19 isasekhona. And enye into esiyenzayo ukuthi khona they become champions of i-fight against gender-based violence, which has been happening kakhulu ematoko. So sabe sifuna ukuthi khona abantu abasha bekwazi ukuthi khona they can be advocates against gender-based violence. So yindlela esizama ukuthi siba ingede ngayo, benanzelele ukuthi be-connect the relationship between COVID le-GBV. So even lama-challenges like some of the entrepreneurship opportunities abangaphuma nawo during COVID-19. So sabe sizama ukuthi simotivate-ane nokuthi how can you deal with trauma at this moment in time, because young people are affected or serious, but sometimes they sexy abantu ignored. So we're trying to engage them with the platform at Lapis Proper Corner to have this motivate.
Okay, decent. What's in Ugbambe Angani on the line before? You touched on something which I also want to delve a little deeper into about the rights of people when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. So hold on the line for 1 second. Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight another challenge faced by Zimbabweans. There has been reports of some companies urging their employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and when they don't, they're either told to stay at home, and at times they lose out on their benefits. At times they've gone as far as losing their jobs. Over the weekend, my colleague Blessing Zulu caught up with Chamburikira Mananga, who is one of these people who actually lost his job due to this procedure. Let us hear what they had to say.
Zvakaita ndezvekuti basa paraka kumira kwarakaita pane vakavaccinewa pakuudzwa kwatakaitwa takaudzwa chinzi vaccine iri kuuya iyi ndeyekudzivirira coronavirus uye yakasununguka akasununguka anobayiwa asina haabayiwi asi zvakaita ndezvekuti takazongoona basa kunzi vasina kubayiwa regedzai basa dzoserai maturusi ebasa saka pari zvino takatodzosera maturusi hatisi kuzaki toita sei pari zvino nenhau yeupenyu kurarama
saka vangani vakambomiswa basa kana kuti vakatogumurwa pari zvino nenyaya yekuti havana kubayiwa nhomba
pari zvino vasina kubayiwa nhomba iyi vanosvika 9 kana kivapfumbamwe vasina kubayiwa nhomba iyi pasection yatiri yetriangle section 14 zvino hapana matanho ati atorwa panhau iyi takangogara pari zvino
asi chikonzero chei chaizvo chiri kuita kuti musabayiwe nhomba vamwe vanoti inyaya dzezvitendero zvavo zvisingavabvumidze vamwe ndo vanoti havana ruzivo rwakakwana chenyu chikonzero ndechei
chikonzero hatisati takanzwisisa maererano nevaccine kuti marapiro ayo vemapesendeji acho haasati anzwisika saka chinhu chinotiremera zvakanyanya kuti unzwisise kuti ndopinda mazvirere kana ndorega saka upenyu hwacho hunonge hwapatambo
Muri eZimbabwe, you are hearing there from one of the gentlemen who has actually lost his job. Ngenxa yalolu hlelo lokuthi abantu kumele bayohlatshwa ijekiseni. Varikutsanangura ka vamananga vanga vachichema vachiti iwe wakatorasikirwa nebasa nepamusana penyaya iyi. Apa Blessing also reached out to legal expert advocate Tinobuda Ishe Chinyoka to hear whether or not what some of these companies are doing is legal. Let us hear what advocate Chinyoka had to say.
Hachisi chokwadi kuti hazvisi pamutemo. Constitution yedu inotendera kuti zvinogona kuitiwa kuti pane dzimwe nguva in the interest of zvinhu zvakawanda kusanganisira chinonzi public health mamwe marights evanhu anogona kunzi hai iyoyo tombomira timbokoshesa upenyu hwavanhu utano hwevanhu saka kana tikati kana usina kubayiwa nhomba gara kumba tamisa your right to freedom of movement kana tikati munhu wose ngaabayiwe nhomba nokuti toziva kuti zvinodzivirira tamisa an aspect yeright to freedom of choice
asika vari kuti panyaya dzenhomba apa ikodzero yavo vachinyoka yekuti kana vasingadi havo kubayiwa havadi kubayiwa
chatofanira kurangana nechekuti vanhu vose ivava vanotaura kwanzei handidi kubayiwa nhombai ukavatarira mavoko avo vanadzo nhomba dzeBCG dzavakabayiwa havana kufa vanenge vachitaura izvo vachita ipapa maselfoni iwaya mamwe achona akagadzigwa kunyika idzodzo dzokunana china dzavanoti yeye nhomba yekuchina haishandi foni iyo ndokwayakabva yaari kutaura nayo
asika takaona svondo rapera vezimbabwe human rights commission vachiti pamutemo vanhu havafaniri kumanikidzwawo
vanhu vezimbabwe human rights commission vari kungobatirawo pamusoro nokuti vanofungira ndofunga kuti basa ravo nderokungopikisa kuti vavonekwe kuita sokuti vanoi havasi kucontroliwa nehurumende but zvimwe zvinenge zvavavo zvokungoda kuda kungobatira zvinhu pamusoro nokuti pasi rose rino nyika dzose zvadzo dzose dziri kuita mitemo yokuti vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kuenda kumabasa vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kukwira mabhazi vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kuita zvinhu zvizhinji zvavari kumisiwa kune dzimwe nyika saka handivoni kuti chinhu chaitika muno muzimbabwe chingai chinoshamisira kudarika zvozvo ndechipi vanhu vanenge vachingoda kungovoneregwa kuti vaite zvokuti vahee tohwisisa mutemo toziva mahuman rights but apa vaita pfocho havasi kutaura zvinhu zviri pamutemo vari kureva nhema
Well, Azulukandaba Lea Muzwapela, advocate Nomuda Ishe Chinyoka, he was on the phone with Blessing Zulu, my colleague. Liezwa okusanda kushiwo ngabantu lapha Azulukandaba, lina likubona njani, ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077 is the number to call. Let's head back to Umnumzana Decent Dube, sizwe umbono wakhe ngalolu daba. Dube, usakhona ecingweni bafo?
Yes, Musase Kona Puti.
Right, so let's touch on this discussion here. Njengo Sakulayo, who's also a human rights activist. Ukubona njani na ngomunye umnumzana uMananga ubekhala ngempela esithi hayi waxotshwa emsebenzini ngenxa yokuthi bamtshela ukuthi sekumele athathe leli Jackson elivikele COVID-19 kodwa bona bayasho ngempela as you highlighted earlier on ukuthi abalalo ulwazi oluthile about iJackson leli so bona bayesaba ukulithatha leli Jackson kodwa ekhangela manje sebelahlekela umsebenzi.
Le I think into engekomthethweni because into ebalulekileyo kuyathengisa ukuthi khona ama-authorities kumele ahambise i-information ifike ebantwini ngoba kule sizathu sokuthi abantu beqale ukwesaba kuthengisa ukuthi i-information esiyitholayo eningi yile engaqondanga. So into ebalulekileyo yikuthi khona behambise i-information ebantwini abantu bekwazi ukuthatha ama-decision from an informed perspective ngoba umuntu uma esexotshwa emsebenzini ngathi akafuni ukuhlatshwa kusuka sokuyiku-adviser amalungelo abantu. So into ebalulekileyo ukuthi khona i-government i-responde positively ngokuthi khona make sure ukuthi khona they explain to abantu ukuthi khona ama-vaccine la ama-consequences akhona iwathi lawathi ukuze wonke umuntu oyethatha i-decision ebekwazi ukuthi khona i-decision leyo uyithatha ngoba esazi ukuthi khona ulwazi alutholele uqondile.
Kodwa naye ingcwethi kwezemithetho u-advocate Chinyoka yena ubesithi hayi uhulumende and all these companies umthetho isekelo sombuso siyasho ngempela ukuthi at some stage and point other human rights outride or override other human rights. So for example the right to human's life or dignity can override some of these human rights. Also you're saying angifuni ukuhlatshwa leli Jackson, and so the government is within its right in practicing this and some of these companies are within their rights to practice this. He highlighted that. He also highlighted ukuthi lokho kwenziwa ngamakampani kwele Zimbabwe is something that's being done across the world, even lapha kwele Melika is being, you know, it's something that's being done ukuthi nga ungakathathi leli Jackson likhona ilithuba lokuthi ulakho ukuvuka kusasa bakutshela ukuthi ungabuya emsebenzini. How would you guys react to that?
I think it's something which we need to interrogate as sonke as a collective because ma kungabe kunjalo wonke umuntu usezahlaba ngenxa yokuthi khona akana choice and we can't be taking such a very important decision out of desperation. Into ekhona ukuthi everyone has to know ama effects ukuthi khona mangahlatshwa injection le kwenzakalani. And the only way ukuthi khona bonke abantu bethi ma bengabe behlaba injection bebekwazi ukuthi bayihlabela nokuthi khona i-information ibe khona. Ma ukuthi khona kuqondiswe sikwazi ukuthi khona akunanto embi engavelela abantu uma behlabe injekiseni. I don't think kunzima ukuthi khona kufinyelela sebantwini bajele. So the reluctance yokuthi khona abantu beyesabe ukuhlaba injekiseni leyi because the right people are not reaching out to them. So kusuka kube nzima khona ukuthi khona basebenzi ukuthi hambe yini le enza ukuthi khona bengaseli. Abanye they even think ukuthi khona the leaders are not even taking that vaccine. That's what they think. So kuba nzima ukuthi khona bona benjani bethatha i-vaccine. So into lezizo ezibalulekileyo ukuthi khona at least si-address the causes of ukuthi abantu bengafuni ukuthatha i-vaccine before even think of suspending them ukuthi bangasabuya emsebenzini. So I think siyabe si-address the something which is not the real issue la. Into ebalulekileyo is to understand ukuthi why abantu bengafuni ukuthatha i-vaccine. Let me take it from there.
All right, that's a very impressive point to highlight there, Bafo. So could you please also explain the same thing as Kiwa, Singagatribi, Lingwako, so that for those that don't understand this in developers, this is what we put in. Yeah, yes, Kiwa, Upindumbono, Kong, yes, Kiwa.
Okay. I feel like the government needs to reach out to people. Information is key, and even the constitution, talks about the importance of access to information. So I think it's very important for the government to prioritize reaching out to the vulnerable communities, especially the rural communities, and for them to take a decision of suspending the companies. I think the government needs to take action against those companies because it's something which is wrong. What is important is for the government and other stakeholders to come up as a collective and ensure that everyone is accessing the right information at the right time to try and debunk the fake news which is circulating online, especially on WhatsApp. So I think it's very important to ensure that everyone is getting the right information before we even think of saying, if so-and-so is not vaccinated, that's the decision which we are taking. Before we do that, we need to ask ourselves, have we reached out to everyone? Have we disseminated the right information to everyone before we can even talk of deciding what are we going to do about those who are refusing to take the vaccine?
All right. Decent. We're about to wrap up here. Could you please throw your last sentiments to the audience, especially the youth? Because for a very long time, throughout this whole time, a lot of people have identified the young group, the under 35, as being the hardest to reach out to in terms of urging them to abide by lockdown regulations, take the vaccine, etc., etc. So what would you have to say to them?
I feel like the young people are the ones who are, we have got the privilege of having social media accounts. We can access a lot of information, either fake, or factual information. So they are aware of what is happening out there. It's unfortunate that most of the time they will be getting fake news and stuff. But to say that young people are the ones who are not adhering to lockdown regulations, I think it's not fair. Because we need to also understand that young people are one of the most affected when it comes to the lockdown, because most of them have been self-employed, some of them have been cross-border traders, and now they need to ask for them to make ends meet. So most of the young people that are not employed, so it's really hard to expect them to just stay there and stay indoors and not try to get out something. So definitely they will end up failing to adhere to the regulations, and they will be found at the wrong side of the law. But it's, the unfortunate thing is that they have no choice, but it's the situation which is compelling them to end up being on the wrong side of the law. So we really need to talk about maybe trying to capacitate them to maybe give them something to start up businesses, to ensure that we give them platforms to come up with ideas on how they can be able to maybe come up with entrepreneurship initiatives so that they can survive during COVID-19, because a lot is happening. That's why most of the young people, they are found maybe being perpetrators of gender-based violence, being perpetrators of robberies which are happening throughout the country. So it's very important to really address these people as one of the priorities in the camp during COVID-19.
All right, well, decent. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Lapha kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Bafo siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. We really appreciate your input.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, but ngiyabonga kakhulu, Mike. Hoping to join you once again in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Definitely. We're going to be reaching out soon. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus and the works of youth, I'd like to head over to another conversation I had with Thembelihle Mhlanga of Sibanye Trust, a youth-led organization based in Lupane, which is helping citizens better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to that conversation.
Thank you, Mike. The statistics, the national COVID-19 positive statistic rise is really disturbing. You know, it's really shocking, particularly to note they are all local transmission and not the imported ones. So really, if we haven't taken a step as a nation, taking into consideration our economy and our health facilities that are not in good shape, this might lead to a number of fatalities due to this disease, Mr. Mike.
So, Mhlanga, tell me something. When coronavirus initially broke out in not just in Zimbabwe but across the whole world, predominantly the people affected were over the age of 40. But now with the evolving coronavirus variant, the youth have not been spared. Now the youth are also amongst the group of people that are dying due to COVID-19. Do the youth of Zimbabwe understand the dangers of coronavirus?
Of late to note, you know, youths are the young people in Zimbabwe are just, you know, they're just taking a back seat much. You know, they are very much, you know, they believe this, you know, as active as citizens, they are so much absorbed into, you know, particularly social gathering and money-spinning activities that keep them, you know, at interactions. You know, they equally believe, you know, they're just not, coming forth in in the prevention of the transmission of COVID-19, leading to, you have noted, like where I'm coming from, you see them maybe socializing, using the back doors of bars, applying areas where football is being watched, and some actually being engaged, particularly in playing social soccer football, particularly the rural areas. It's really, really disturbing to see the young people not understanding the scourge, this pandemic.
I've had conversations with several medical experts, and one thing they seem to have highlighted, and of course it's correlated by the data released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, is that as we speak right now, recently, the most affected areas in Zimbabwe are the rural areas. Would you argue that people in the rural areas understand what is happening in Zimbabwe in general? When we talk about coronavirus, we're also talking about the vaccination programs, etc., etc. And of course, do they have easy access to these vaccinations?
Big Mike. In rural areas, it's really a disturbing to note that particularly information is not really reaching well. The packaging of information, mostly it's not coming up in local languages.
Now, you're part of Sibanye Trust. What exactly is your organization doing in terms of helping Zimbabwe better handle the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in Lupane, where you guys are based?
As an organization, Sibanye Animal Welfare and Conservancy Trust, we are equally joining the other forces, other stakeholders in engaging in public campaigns, awareness campaigns, and equally distributing the PPEs, the equipment to sort of prevent, like the sanitizers, the mask and stuff. Of course, due to limited resources, maybe the distribution or the donations might be of a small unit, but equally, even we are designing the small posters that are shared with social media. So as sort of to join the forces, we also join the risk communications and community engagement committee here in Lupane, sort of to augment what the government is doing to alarm, to conscientize, to bring to public awareness the dangers and the updates on the awareness on this COVID pandemic.
Well, Zimbabwe Mohlezi Lokandaba liyamuzwa uThembelihle Mhlanga lapha ngosakhulayo who is based in Lupane ubechasisa ngempela what they encountering emaphandleni amore Zimbabwe mangamtshinzi wakava Mhlanga Thembelihle Mhlanga vangawachitsana ngura zvavari kusangana nazvo kumaruwa uko vachiti vechidiki vanenge vari kuti netsei mukunyatso huisisa zviri kuitika vari kuhuhwawo vamwe vechidiki vachiti coronavirus is not a real thing. Hanzina nasi kune vangu wasiri kunyatsonzwisisa kuti coronavirus iri ipo zvechokwadi and iri kuuraya vanhu vakati one day. Vabata zvekare nyaya yenhomba sezvambotaurwawo kana vadhube vakati aiwa kumamisha uko nyaya yenhomba iri kuti netsei nanhasi ichiri kunetsa. Vari kukurudzira hurumende kuti itange kudistributawo kanhomba mune matingati nechirungu malocal clinics munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Now let's take a look kuti vantu vatini kumakasi network kuFacebook. Facebook earlier on, I mentioned, if you write your comments on our Facebook pages, we're going to be reading them live on air. Anzina Taurai, Ndeipapo, Mkoma Maikaiwa, Mkoma Taurai, Tinotenda, Shukurusa, Nukpinda, Phineas Chinojika writes, how are you, my dear friend? Chinojika, thank you so much for joining us. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing? I hope you're staying safe. Memory Zulu writes, hello, hello, hello there. Hi, Memory. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. Mkoma Richard Moyo Vanyura, Anzi, hello, say Mike Hove, Vanyura. Isa number hanzi ndifonereiwo aiwa chaedza kukufonerai mukoma tione kuti tinga kupinzai pachirongwa here hanzi nababa vambe zvichiri zvekuwirirana here I think apavari kutaura nyaya yekuti chirongwa checovid-19 lockdown chiri kuendera mberi for another 2 weeks hanzi namemory zulu so you're telling me that there is no reopening of schools because we're already in August please god help us a lockdown till when memory zulu ari kunyora apa here I have a caller on the line let's take a caller and hear what the caller has to say caller mtereri nyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa who's on the line there
sawubona baba dhuza kunjani
mfundisi angiyaphila unjani mfundisi
hawa ngikhona kunjani hawa non
aiwa it's right siyaphila lapha kwele melika
okay hawa no ngibekithi umntwana no ngibe ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba kokuthoma indaba leya yabantu basetshiredzi nangale triangle labo baqothiwe emsebenzini batsho abafuna ukuhlabiwa yivaccine Hey, mara the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona even masizwa angithi bomungameli nabo bamemezele phambilini kuti ma umuntu maafuna ma angafuna uhlabiwa akuna nkinga so nyamhlanje sokuyatshentsha so inkinga ithome khonapho thanabona phambilini babathi wonke umuntu uyahlatshiwa so nyamhlanje ma babuya futhi batshentsha so sibona abantu baqoshwe emsebenzini mara into le ayisinto irayithi isiyazibona even alana eSouth Africa kuna abanye abantu vele bathoma unqonqoyila bathi mayo babizwe emsebenzini bayikufuneka ukuthi mani ngakahlabi angeke nivunyelwe emsebenzini mara laba bajamela amalungelo abantu bathi no akuna umuntu fonte aqothwe even masizwa nobabaloya ukumela umbusazi wathi umuntu fonte bayenze njalo into le ayisinde right baba wena baba Mike into le iyadanisa kukhulu ayisinto siyivumela ukuthi yenzeke kubantwini ngenxa yokuthi ukufosa abantu hayi ukuthi abantu baningi abanye bayaya mara laba baya khona kurayithi ma abanye ma bazizwa ukuthi abona basirayithi kuya khona abantu bangagandeleli ukuthi yani bani ngafuni siyangiqotha emsebenzini into le ngesinye isikhathi ayisinto irayithi chino chirwadza kuti chino chinorwadza zvikuru baba chokudzingwa kuvanhu mabasa mukati menguva ino asi tinongokuzwa kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kundobayiwa corona vaccine ngavaende sitizva tinongoonawo kunoku vari kuva ri kuendawo vari kuva vanenge vachiti awa tichatoendawo nokuti vamwe dzimwe nguva vanenge vachitya vamwe vachiti vanotya tsono iya yakareba zvikuru mabudiso aitwa patv vachioneswa vanenge vachitya but tinongodai vanhu vaka zvikava nemweya wamwari nokuti zvinhu hazvizokumanikidza kunyaya kuzomanikidza vanhu nyaya yekuti munhu ongozoinda ake nyaya yekuti wanzi basa rinopera zvoita sezvakamborehwa mushoko rokuna zvakazarwa chapter ya 13 ku16 17 18 kuti pachasvika nguva yekuti vanhu vachazomanikidzwa vakasununguka vapfumi nevarombo kuti haninani usina maki paruoko kana pahoma yake nevanotenga nokutengesa kana usina usina chinhu muruoko aubvumutengesa vatoona kuti izvi zvakafanana kuti vanhu vakungomanikidzwa kata hatisingakurudziri kuti vanhu vamanikidzwe vanoda kuenda vaende uye futi kana munyika medu iyo mushonga yacho haisati yatova enafu hatitofunga kuti omosi vanhu vatobaiwa vanogona kutosvika kana 1 million mune vanhu vakawandi
ndanditi vatodarika 1 million vakabayiwa nhomba
vavangani
pari zvino just under 1.5 vakatora jab yokutanga and then vakatora both first ne second jab pari zvino they are just under 1.1
handiri kutoona kuti nhamba iyo ishoma vamwe vanhu vatinoona maraini marefu vamwe vati vakutoshayiwa mushonga kune dzimwe nzvimbo saka ivo vakumhanya kudzinga vamwe vanhu mabasa manje chirevo chisina kumira zvakanaka but hazvine izvazvo ndizvo zvinoita mukati meupenyu kuti dzimwe dzenguva panosvika kuti vamwe vanhu vasvike vamanikidzwe abantu vafoswe kuti vaenze zonge izinto lezo mara asina inye ndlela egcineni vhele iyo into izokuenzwa mara sizotini mara ngiyafisa kuti tana avo mungameli vasebenza ngenye ndlela kuti vangakhona ukufosa abantu even abantu avaye vayohlatywa ma ivaccine ikhona vangasavi vayohlatywa ivaccine leyo ngenxa yokuthi ekukhamba kwesikhathi wabona ukufosa abantu kuzokuyenzekela nebaba Mike abantu baningi bazogcina bathenga amakhadi ngenxa yokuthi abantu bane technology nabo wabona ukufosa umuntu abantu vagcina vatenga namakadi ecoronavirus lawo umuntu ofika iva vakona vachichiza amakadi lawo angafika lapho bayenza emacomputer bafika bachichiza amakadi lawo umuntu atenge ikadi lokuti ndakabaiwa saka zvakafanira zvisizvo zvakanaka tinongokurudzira indirangokurudzira angu kazhinji vechidiki vakawanda tizva kuti tarisa zvedu kwatiri kunoko tinoona maitiro kunoko nekumusha kwedu anomusiyano wokunoko anoitwa nenzira yakanaka nokuti vanofamba nemastage nemakore vakatanga kumakore izvi vakupakurejiswa kutanga vanhu vazobozi kutanga paage 35 kusvika ku49 pavhiki dzinotevera iyo vanonge vakutanga kuvanhu makore 18 vasingodero saka dai kuzimbabwe vaidaro nokuti kumusha kwedu maitiro acho hazvinenge zvina cho zvakangosangana inyama nederere mufambo imwe chete.
Regai ndikubvunzei nekuti manyatsotsanangura maondero enyu panyaya iyi yekuti vanhu vaudzwewo kuti vanobayiwa nhomba. Asi sezvataurwawo kana advocate Chinyoka kuti aiwa pane mamwewo marights ekuti anobva aoverrida maindividual rights. Saka tichitarisa nyaya yekuti chirwere checoronavirus chikuuraya vanhu vakawanda. Would you not argue kuti companies within its own rights in terms of protecting vashandi vavo to ensure kuti kana usati wabayiwa nhomba usauye kubasa? Would you not say that's fair?
Yeah, no, ndinokunzwai. I understand that, but chiri zvakadero kamukoma Mike. Zvakada kufana mukunyengetera matiri kuita. Chere Kristu Jesu paakauya onga asingafosi vanhu kuti vose ngavanamate Mwari. Dai Mwari akada kufosa vanhu vose kuti vaite zvavanoda, nyika ingadei yakapera kufa. Saka dzimwe nguva Mwari pachavo musiki wevanhu. Tinoziva zviri kuti vanhu pachedu panyika taakutora simba rakanyanyisa kudarika raMwari. Nokuti chada kutaura nechokuti hatizivi kuti iyo coronavirus tikanyabayiwa tose nhasi uno panapa inoperere. Tinogobayiwa tose pano hatisingazoti inoperere. Tirasaida kupanhau yemask. Ndogana akapfeka mask but dzinongo wakafa mukati memwe nzvimbo kwatirisa mukati memask munenge maane dust. Saka zvinhu zvinotitambudza kuti ko zvino coronavirus kana dust richipinda mukati memask inotadza kutibata. Saka vatara vachinyoka indo ikurume uyo vachinyoka awasaizwa singe sinye sikati even maunkulunkulu inango kwake. Tana mati wongo munhu fauti angitandaze maaenza ngekani kumuntu wonge unkulunkulu inango kwake kuti umuntu ufuna kutandaza angitandaza maumuntu angafuni angeka afoswe. So nyamuka njezi masona ama company afosa abandu kuti if you don't want to vaccinated don't come to work, but that thing is not good at all because many people have a right to say yes, to say no. Ngenge kuti mas vone ndofanele mara sizotini baba Mike asina into singa icho atina zvatinga zviita nekuti government inoita zvainoda nekuti ndova nesimba revanhu. But ndopanda pamufanidzo kuti chedai Mwari pachavo vanga kati vanhu vose ngavandina mate vaiti nenzira yavo tingadi pamwe zvino tisipo saka
regai ndikubatsei pamuromo ipapo mufundisi. Regai nditore umwe muteereri, but before don't hang up, I'm going to come back to you shortly. I like some of the points that you're highlighting. Let me take the other caller and hear what they have to say. Zuluka ndaba ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. Khola mteereri, welcome to the program. Who's on the line? Khola, hello.
Yes, inondinoda kutaura pamusoro pekubayiwa kwenhomba.
Endirai mberi.
Ivinde kusungawo here isusu madhiaspora nedhivana rinona sakafika namezitaur rinona mapusana vari vana vezimbabwe tinogumisa kutaura kuzvinyika dzatiri redio kana to gavhumendi yedu yekuzimbabwe irinde tisungawo nezvedu.
Musi kunzwika zvakanaka baba, asi kuti ndikupindurei based on what the little that I heard. Pamunoti government iri kufunga here vanhu nangwe vari mudiaspora kana kuti chizvarwa chezimbabwe unobvumidzwa kakudzokera kumusha kunobayiwa nhomba.
Tiri kutarisa mafambiro atichiita munzira kufamba nemabhazi tichienda kuzimbabwe mafambiro achona tikure mabhazi
Baba, regai ndikubatsei pamuromo. Let me ask my producer to call you back because we can't hear you. Your line is very, very bad. I'm going to ask my producers to call you back, and hopefully we can hear you a little more clearer when you come back. Mfundisi, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Right. And I like the fact that, Mfundisi, unjalo ngumuntu ongisakhulayo. So another thing I also want to touch on njengoba ungumfundisi is udaba lokuthi bakhona abanye abafundisi to this day abangakhuthazi abalandeli babo ukuthi bathathe le Jackson lokuhlatshwa elivikele COVID-19. You know, what role does religion play in educating people about the coronavirus pandemic?
Ya chini handa kutora shukutanga matras rakana like seni samfundisi dinona vanhu vakawanda vachindobaiwa vamwe vatinenge chibata navo vachindobaiwawo asi nenhau yokudai so chada kutora chokuti ngitanda wokuti enye ngesinye sikati funa uDavid yena ngokwake inkosi ngesinye sikati wavala abantu ngesikati mabala abantu ngesikati leso uNkulunkulu wamkwatela ati why uyenza njalo. So uNkulunkulu wafika kuye wathi wena David uyenzelani lokho, so for to choose ukuthi uchuza indlala for iminyaka e7 or uchuza igulo or amalanga amathathu, yena agcina athi ngingichuza wena ngabanogulo uNkulunkulu abulala abantu bafika 70,000 yamadoda. So that's why ngithi ngisizikathi njengami ngomfundisi singakhona kuyenza lokho, even abafundisi labo bangakhona ukugcukuzela abantu. Nami angivasovole ati vashori niye kuti dzimwe dzengu vanenge vane mari zvino zvinonetsa dzimwe dzengu kuti cheunyari leader zvandakaita pano vanhu ndofamba ndakudza vanhu ndaenda mutobaiwa chichi vamuti vamwe vangu vanotanga kuti amavaona zvivafundisi vaya havana chavanoziva, saka dzimwe nguva tiri vafundisi okana nesuwo tinenge tiri paunder pressure panhau yakafani iyi asi takangokosha nichoda kungotora kunyika kune vanhu vanoda kundobaiwa vanofa kuti vaende hazvina dambudziko kubaiwa kunyanyanya ndakunyanya kumotivata varume because I know many people especially men afraid to go there and vaccinated because you afraid the injection. So ndirangokurudzira varume vakawanda kuti ngavaende kana vachinzwa kubaiwa kumburwadzi kundokobaiwa akurwadzi, asi kana vachinzwa kuti havagoni kuzvida sezvo tinonzwa mumafundisi vanoti hawa hatizvidi sezvoizvozvo, saka ivo vane rizeniwo yavanonge vachipa nenyaya yekuti munongozivawo imimi kana uri leader uri pasi pashe unongoitawo nenzira yashe wadzozinguwa wakagona kuudza vanhu ndai mundobaiwa chiichi vamwe vanogora, asi chakangokosha nechongoti ini chandodangokurudzirangu samufundisi moyo I think Sunday ndaitonyengetano vanonzwa kuda kuenda kundobaiwa vaccine endai makasununguka haisi nhau yokuti zvakadii vanonzwa kuda, asi kana unonzwa kuti haadi ngaarege zvake asi kuti hazvina dambudziko kuno unonzwa kuda haisi nhau yokuti tinofoseredza vanhu kuti mudi sana tinoti chiti savanhu vamwari tinofamba nevanoda kufamba neshoko ramwari, vanhu vakawanda vari kunyika vasingadi kunamata mwari but hativafosi tai kuna mwari saka zvakufanira even muvaccine munomo Mr. Mike, kune vanhu vakawana kuna manya magulu amaningi even maazikhuluma nje asithi lana eSouth Africa parts for 24 hours kushonile abantu bafika 199 so even my 199 mainjalo kuna vantu even maasibala ilizwe lelilonge abantu bahlongakala ngenxa ingase yecorona vangaki so toti mhlambe ngelanga kungakhona kuti elizwe leSouth Africa lele even eZimbabwe kuhlongakala abantu 30,000 every day mara avavalwa mara ngenxa yokuti igulo leli yathusa mara indifuna kutshela abantu vaningi laba balalelayo kuti let's try the best because I know this pandemic is not good at all because I see many people as I speak now my sister-in-law is passing away with that COVID-19 so kuna vanhu vanonge vachida tinongokurudzira zvishuwa ngatiendei uye futi nyika yekwedu yezimbabwe yanyaita noise nekuti vanhu vari kutochemera mushonga yacho because mavaccine is not enough at all in Zimbabwe there so vanofanira kuti vazame kukurumidza kana vachiwana vobaya vanhu kuti vanhu vose vaende, saka zvinoda kungokurudzirangu asi kunyanyanyei kuyouth nokuti chere kunoku esouth africa silana iyuti hawa nayo aika funu kuya vasa jika jika iyuti avanda vachafana hati avaningi vakona vasa jika jika ngendava yakona le vaccine vachi mara sichotemba kuti ukamba kesikati avandu vazokamba.
All right, mfundisi, ndanchikumbura kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira tochipeta hedu huru kuredu. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupa pano kandai mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Okay, mina amazwi ngatanda kwakhuluma ngitanda kuti sitava sakazimu siyabona kuti amazwe abantu vayaphela ngendaba yecoronavirus. Abantu vaningi valahlekelwe ngemindeni, valahlekelwe ngabo vava vosaziwayo. Vanhu vakawanda vakarasikirwa nevahama, mabasa akapera nedawo nenhau yedenda iri. Chingoripo chingoti vana vamwari dzimwe nguva sezvatinoziva kushoko ramwari rinoti tiri pasi pevatungamiriri vanotungamirira. Saka ngatizamei kungoitawo nenzira yatinoona nayo nokuti kana mabasa azopera sezvicho vamwe kudzimwa basa makamba kuti azvokuti nozvokuti. Tandongokurudza semufundisi ndirongoti zvishuwa kara neniwo pachangu. Ndiri kurima ruma ririmi bozi vanhu vakawanda vakanditeera. Asi ndangoti ngatigonei nepatinogona napo, tigonei vanoda kuenda ngavandobayiwa. Hazvirwadzi ngo hazituturikana masekenzi cherozi vamwewo vanogona kumbodhurongekawo vachizotoraiwo mapanado kana muchinge mabayiwa. Asi takanyanya kukosha ngatisakangana kunyengetera Mwari panguva yakafana nedenda iri, nokuti zvichiwa nyika yapara vana vopera kufa. Ngatinyengetere Mwari astanda zenu nkulunkulu. Let's pray each and every day about this pandemic, because many people you are suffering outside there. Many people they are losing life and jobs and everything about these things. So ndinongotenda Mwari naizvozvo baba brother Mike.
All right, thank you so much, Mfundisi, for joining us. That was really a mouthful. Really appreciate you always putting your number and always wanting to be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Muria Zimbabwe, now you heard some of Mfundisi's sentiments touching there on partially he touched on what's happening with schools, and some of the comments were addressing schools. We had hoped, we had invited some educators to be with us on the program, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't get a hold of them. We're hoping that next week bazangena kuhlelo so that bachasise umbono wabo ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo. But as we wrap up Muria Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight another organization which is helping Zimbabweans better cope with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Let us head over to a report which was done by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, which focuses on the Friendship Bench, an organization which is helping Zimbabweans a better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Here we're talking about mental health challenges. Let's take a look.
Friendship Bench started in 2006 to provide counseling to those stressed or depressed by the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe. The organization now has branches at most clinics and hospitals in Harare and is the only large mental health therapy service operating in the country. The service is run by volunteers who say they do not want to see people stressed. According to Chengetai Nyamukapa, country's coordinator for Friendship Bench, many people have stopped meeting others in person due to COVID-19.
We continue to provide counseling to people who are affected, who are infected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, we are saying that we are not able to do that using our conventional face-to-face. But what we have done as an organization is to migrate to an online platform.
But some, such as Elizabeth Shibeka, still come to their offices. The 49-year-old says her father is battling with COVID-19.
I have nothing to pay for his medical bills. I am unemployed. I have no means to raise funds even for his food. Those are some things stressing me. Hence, I came here to talk to these people. COVID-19 is there, and it's real, especially where we stay.
53-year-old Forgetti Gutuza is one of the counselors at Friendship Bench. She says COVID-19 is dominating her counseling.
COVID-19 has really spread its wings. It's all over. But people are not masking up. I do not know how awareness programs can be done. I wonder why people do not understand the situation we are in. My neighbor conducts church service nearly every day.
Dr.
Deborah Machando is the chief of mental health for the World Health Organization's office in Zimbabwe. She says COVID-19 has caused a lot of stress to people.
Lately, we've been seeing a number of psychological disorders, including panic attacks, insomnia, depression, and also a surge in terms of family conflicts and violence. So there are a number of things that people can actually do to mitigate loss of income.
She says they include understanding that the world is in strange times, cutting down on expectations and adjusting downwards on needs. That must be advice for stressed people like Chibeka to take note of, as the cases of infections by COVID-19 continue to spike in Zimbabwe with the Delta variant on the rise. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, now, unfortunately, we have reached an end of our program. That was VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga. Let's meet same time, same place, Panafapane Fenure, Studio 7. I go by the name of Big Mike, at Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram, if you're looking to chat with me. Moria Zimbabwe, Mtogazomuhle, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!